The public mourning in China wasn't limited to those 3 minutes of silence observed across the nation today. There have also been TV broadcasts to express grief and to raise money for survivors. That's normal in any country that's experienced a national trauma. Those broadcasts also, though, highlight cultural differences among nations, as the world's Alex Galifin tells us.
China's state-run TV broadcast a special last night to mourn the victims of Monday's quake. The special included this musical tribute from pop stars. Fill the world with love, they sang. That sort of musical catharsis is something Americans are familiar with. It happened here after 9/11. A month after the 2001 attacks, stars including Paul McCartney assembled to raise money at a charity concert broadcast worldwide. Both concerts helped people structure their grief and find an outlet for their empathy. But the Chinese event went somewhere unfamiliar for Western audiences. A young earthquake survivor, Bai Ling, was introduced on stage. Bai Ling spoke, saying, "If my parents are still alive, I will definitely study hard. I will definitely take care of them and make their lives good." Moments later, live on TV, the mood changed. Little Bai Ling's father has been found, the host revealed. "All of us wish her happiness," he said. "Now we're going to make contact with her father." That sort of scene might come across as distasteful in the United States, but it's okay in China.
The Chinese tend to be more extroverted, more expressive.
Roland Keltz lectures at the University of Tokyo. He says China's sensibility lies in stark contrast to that of its neighbor, Japan.
Japanese tend to be more reserved, maybe you'd say reflective, and that has existed for centuries.
And that means Japan displays a more muted response to trauma. He says that in Japan, you don't see the kind of televised appeals that occur in the US or in China. Japan simply doesn't have a tradition of institutionalized public charity. Instead, says Keltz, charity operates at the local, family level. The 1995 earthquake in Kobe shook that Japanese social norm, especially since, according to Roland Keltz, Japanese society was changing.
The interconnections between relations and neighbors and so on were starting to weaken. So there was a look to the government, and many felt that the government response was inadequate. So rather than an outpouring of grief or national songs, you heard a rather striking chorus of complaints.
Maybe that's how communal expressions of mourning, like TV concerts, help. They present a picture of something being done, like raising funds for victims. That's particularly powerful when it's hard for governments to get a grip on the magnitude of a natural disaster. Myanmar is taking a different approach in response to the recent typhoon. Burma's military leaders are using their state-run TV broadcasts to sound a more defensive note. One recent announcement rejected criticism by the international community that the government has been blocking aid.
"The government and the people of Myanmar, with thanks, are accepting donations in cash and kind for the storm victims."
The words are there, but the music's missing. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.